We are in Simen Shin Mem Vav. We're up to Sif Gimel, which is quite a long Sif, and we're doing only the first half of it today. Karfif. Pirish Mokum Shemukav Mechitzis below Kirui. Come on, Chatzar. A karfif is a large open area that is surrounded by Mechitzis, but has no ceiling, no roof. Yoser mi beis sasayim. If it is larger than beis sasayim. What is that? Beis sasayim means 70 amos, 4 tvachim, and 1 etzpa, by 70 amos, 4 tvachim, and approximately 1 etzpa. So what is its halacha? Shelo hukaf ledira, if it was not surrounded for the sake of living in, osru chachamim letaltulbo elatoch arba amos. What is this? This is an area that is completely enclosed by mechitzas. Going by the general rule, since it's completely enclosed by mechitzas, and it's more than 4x4 tefachim, this is a rishus hayachid d'oraisa. A karfif should be a rishus hayachid d'oraisa. Nevertheless, since it is large, Chazal said that the mechitzas will only work, midrabanan, they will only work if they were made to enclose this place so that it could be lived in. But if they were if this place was enclosed for something else, for example, for planting trees in, for planting vegetables in, since it was not enclosed for dwelling in, it is not the midrabanon. They gave it a din rishus harabim midrabanon that you cannot carry within it for more than 4 amas. Osu chacham letalpo elatoch 4 amas. It's only within 4 amas that you can carry. Umuter lohotzi mimenu lekarmelis acher. Chazal gave it a shame karmelis, and therefore you can carry from it to another karmelis. Kagon bika holveris lefonov, for example, a big open area next to it. Now here we have a question. Midaraisa, a karfif, is a rishus hayochid. You are now carrying from rishus hayochid to a karmelis. True, Chazal made it a karmelis. Did they make it a karmelis lekula too? They now allow you to carry from it to another karmelis? So, Lamaisa, the poskim say that yes. Chazal here were mekel. And they said that even though it's a Rishus HaYochid or Aisa, the issue of carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to a karmelis is a Durabonon, since they call this a karmelis too, they didn't aser it. They were afraid that if they would aser it, people would consider it a Rishus HaYochid, and they'd start carrying in it. Others would not realize that it is that others would not realize that it really has mechitzas around it, and they would think you're allowed to carry in a rishus harabim. The halacha also is the Mishnah Berurah brings down if you have a place that has 3 mechitzas around it. So we will later learn that if the fourth side is completely open, according to many Rishonim, Midaraisa, this is a Rishus HaYochid, and Midrabanan, you cannot carry in it. This is the din of a Mavui that does not have a Tikkun on the fourth side. You are allowed to carry from there into a Karmelis. Since Midrabanan, that is a Karmelis, even though Midaraisa, it may be a Rishus HaYochid, since Midrabanan, it's a Karmelis, you are allowed to carry from one Karmelis into another. Now, there was a discussion we had previously back in Shin Mem Hei, but really this is the place that the Bir Halacha discusses it. And that is, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara asks, why should it not be mutter to carry in all of Bavel? It's surrounded by the Euphrates, by Nahar Pras. That was the Gemara's kasha. Now, the Gemara asked it almost in scorn. In other words, if we're going to be matur all kinds of other things, well, why not be matur all of Bavel? That was the Gemara's kash over there. So Tosfos asks, "Nu, and why can we not carry in Bavel on the basis of Nahar Pras?" So Tosfos answers that since Nahar Pras is not a man-made wall, the banks of the river are natural, and people actually walk over them. People walk into the Nahar Pras and over the Nahar Pras. As a result of it, we would say, Osu Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta. The Rabim are Mavatal the Mechitza. The only time we don't say Asi Rabbim Mavatla L'Mechitzta is in a Mechitza made by human beings. So if you have a Tzuras HaPesach and people walk to and fro, that's a good Mechitza because it was Nasa B'Dei Adam. But a natural Mechitza, such as the riverbank, if people walk over it, the Rabbim could be Mavatla L'Mechitza. The Ritva B'Shem the Ramban gives a different pshat. He says that it's because if you're standing in the middle of it, you would never see the banks of the river. Meaning, mechitzis, where from the middle of the enclosed area you couldn't see the mechitzis, there the halach is that those mechitzis are not good. Now, the Bir Halacha wants to say that all of that is only also if it's made bidei shamayim. If it's made bidei adam, there's no such need. So, Lamasha, when you make Tzuras HaPesach, what they call an erev around the city, it doesn't say that you have to be able to see those Tzuras HaPesach from the center of town. As long as when you pass through them, you'll see them, that's good enough. So the Mishneh Berurah learns that there's a machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban. Lefi Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference how far away from them you are. What counts is, if you have a Rabim that is Mavatli the Mechitzta, then if it's a Mechitzta that's not Nasa B'dei Yodam, it's Batl. Whereas, according to the Ramban, if it's a Mechitzta that's natural, again, there are no requirements. If it is a Mechitzta that's not, if it's a Mechitzta that's Nasa B'dei Yodam, there are no requirements. If it's a Mechitzta that is natural, there it would have to be that the Mechitzta is visible from the center of the area that is enclosed. Says the Ramah now that we established that it is mutter to carry from a karfif to a karmelis, from a karfif to a bika, v'lochein, mutter likach mafteach mi karmelis, shalifnei gina, liftoach v'lino v'lahachsir ha-mafteach elav. A gina is a garden that was made for growing vegetables. Such a gina, even though it is surrounded by walls, those walls were not made for the sake of dira, they were just made to protect the vegetables from trespassers. Therefore, it is not called hukaf ledira. The gina is a karfif. What happens if the main street of town is a karmelis? It's not big enough to be considered a rishus harabim, not busy enough. You're allowed to carry from a karmelis to this this gina, even though the gina is enclosed. The linol and lock the door. Olachser amafteach elav. So you're allowed to, you have a door to a garden, you can go and open it, and now you can go and put it back in the karmelis. Ubilvad, shelo yehei beineim iskupa, shehi rishus hayachid. You shouldn't have the threshold of a door that will be a rishus hayachid. Kegon, shi gavoa asara urechava arba, where the threshold of the door goes up 10 tfachim, and it's 4 by 4 tfachim wide. Or it has two mechitzes on the side that are four tefachim wide. Umashkif ale rechava arba. The oz hever rishus hayachid afal pi she'ena gavoa asara. There, if it has something on top, even though the scoop itself is not ten tefachim high, but it has mechitzes on the two sides that go up ten tefachim, and a mashkof on top, that in itself will form a rishus hayachid, and therefore you couldn't carry into it or out of it. Now, what exactly does this do? So the poskim here talk about that what the mashkof on top does is we say pi tikra yored v'sosin. We say that the edge of this little ceiling, of this roof, is as if it comes down and forms another mechitza. Now, the Achronim ask Akasha, that pi tikra is only said when you have two walls that are touching. Meaning, if you have two walls on a right angle and you're missing the third wall, there, the edge of the roof would be, we would say pi tikra, it's as if it goes all the way down. Here I have two walls, one on either side. How will pi tikra unite them and turn this into rishus hayachid? So there are two approaches. Some say that what we're talking about here is that there's a door. So you have a door and two sides, so altogether you end up having three mechitzas. Not only that, but the Gros says that three mechitzas is lav dafka. If you end up having two mechitzas plus a pi tikra, then midoraisa you have a rishus hayachid, and you could not carry from a karmelis into that. Another pshat that they say here is that you say pitikra on either side, meaning you have this little roof over there, say pitikra on each side, that gives you two mechitzes, and now the other two mechitzes that you have down there are going from one to another. So that'll give you mamish resus ayachid of four mechitzes. So the Rama is saying that if you want to go ahead and take from a key from a carmelis to open a door, make sure that that door is not situated in a place that would constitute a Rishus HaYachid, because then you're considered carrying into a Rishus HaYachid.